Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, good afternoon, my elder.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. How is it across the Limpopo River?
No, man, it's fantastic, actually. We've been enjoying some lovely rains and a bit of sunshine here and there. It's been beautiful. And how is it across the Limpopo, that side?
All I can say that Zimbabwe is better than South Africa. Beautiful sunshine. God's blessings are overflowing. God is good all the time, my brother. And I'm also enjoying my career.
Yeah.
It was God-given too.
Yes. lovely. You know, as Christians, we make big decisions, and we should bring them before God after all. And we want His counsel, knowledge, and wisdom. And we want to ensure we hear from the Lord and not from ourselves. And so we do this with most decisions. However, for a lot of people, they do not approach the decisions regarding their careers in this manner. Now, my elder, firstly, how should Christians think through their career choices? What are some of the considerations that Christians should actually look at when they are making decisions for careers?
Thank you so much, my brother. One of the biggest decisions a person needs to make in his life, apart from the other two, which is one, whom to get married to, number two, the religion to choose, number three, which we are going to talk about, is getting a career.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That ranks among the top three decisions one needs to make in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, how should Christians think through the career? There are certain things that should occupy your mind before you decide where to apply or which career to develop.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, you should realize that a career is a calling because it involves the exercise of a talent.
True.
And a talent is God-given for a divine purpose and for benefit of yourself. So when you're looking for a job, you want to exercise a certain talent that God gave you.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a calling in that context. And second, and related to that, you should remember that when you're thinking about a career, you are to get to what you call a mission station. In other words, your career should be a point where you are able to serve God or to extend God's cause to people around yourself.
Yeah.
Number three, you should remember that when you are seeking for a career, it is a point where you need to prepare for mission. The good example is that of Peter. Remember, Peter was a fisherman in the Bible. What does Jesus say to him? He says, Peter, follow me, I'll make you fisher of men. In other words, his skill in fishing, the actual fish, was needed in his pursuit of following Christ. The patience that you need when you are fishing, it was needed in God's work. So should you think of a career as a platform to prepare you for mission. It is the same story with Moses, who was looking after the sheep. That prepared him on how to be patient with Israel, moving from Egypt to Canaan. So it is very, very important that when you think of a career, you think it not only from a financial perspective, but also from a spiritual perspective, because it has a bearing on your faith going forward. Also, when you are to think of a career, think of whether that career will allow you to exercise your faith, because that is critical. We are spiritual beings who need to exercise our faith freely, voluntarily, without any disturbance. Ask yourself that this career allows me to exercise my faith. I mean, I can speak and speak the whole day, but I think these are some of the key considerations one need to make when you're about to decide which career to pursue. Thank you.
Mm. but very important. I think that that's also quite far-reaching because you're looking deep into the future and not for not at the person that you are necessarily today, but a person you may become in the next 10 years or so. Because one of the interviews questions that is normally asked is, where do you see yourself in the next 5-10 years or so? And so I suppose that when choosing a career, also one must actually envision how their lives will be and so be able to align that with the purpose that he's been given by God. So
indeed, what you're talking about to come in is that you need to look at what you call career growth.
Yeah.
Does this career allow you to grow
as
a person and as an expert in that area? Because some careers are sealed. You can't go further. There are no room to grow in terms of within the organization or in terms of promotion.
Mm.
Those careers are the best and sealed on their own.
Yeah, yeah.
You find someone bragging that I've been doing this thing for 15 years, 20 years, 30 years.
Mm.
It means you never thought through the development of a person through that career as well. Quite critical.
True. Very important. Thank you so much for that. Now, how does God guide us into his desired career choice for us? Can we know for sure or it could be somewhat unclear?
It's a difficult question. Let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
When God allowed Moses to grow, to grow under the hand of Pharaoh, did Moses know that the Lord was preparing for a career? The answer is no. But God, who sees the future, he knew that ultimately, Moses will be like this. Same with Joseph. Same with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were being taken from Israel to Egypt into captivity, to them it was purely captivity. But God was preparing them for a career within the status of Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, yeah.
So at that point, it was not clear. Because God does some of these things because he all knows our future. But there are some instances where we pray for these careers. And depending on how you confess or talk to God, you know when God has spoken to you, has told you what to do. You should then be able to say, I prayed for this job, and indeed the Lord gave me this job. There are certain things then that you need to look at. For instance, if you're calling to a certain career, God will create in you that desire in it to love it. I know of a person, a friend of mine at one point that I was learning with at a high school, whether I call it matric in South Africa, level, who said to me, look, my brother, I want to be a minister of the gospel. So I was talking to him to say, meanwhile, before you get that opportunity, what will you be doing? He says, I'll do nothing because I know I need to be a minister of the gospel.
Yeah.
So he had that desire in him. And he had to place himself within the framework of becoming a minister of the gospel. And I speak right now, he's a minister of the gospel.
Yeah.
So there was that desire in him that was in him. And at the same time, then God will give you the opportunity to explore that career that you seek. In other words, the Lord will create the opportunities around yourself. And indeed, to some people, it will be very, very clear that this is the career path the Lord has called me to do. That's why, in other cases, sometimes you might want to be, for argument purposes, a nurse, and the Lord wants you to be a teacher. You will discover that you try to apply for nursing, it fails.
Yeah.
You know? They call you for interviews. It fails. But try teaching where the Lord wants you. Just the click of a button, just like
and
that. You get it. So God opens the doors through which you are supposed to go through for the purposes of your career. So that is what tells you that God is guiding you.
You know, I after having prayed and haven't had the guidance of God and walking, you know, with you, and I mean, you've got clear signs and everything, and you're mm-hmm. now convinced that, all right, I need to go into this particular career. This is because you called it a calling. That's what mm-hmm. you said when we started. It's actually a calling. And you believe yes. that this is a calling. This is what God calls you into it. Is there a guarantee that God's career choice will bring satisfaction and no challenges or problems?
The first part of the question is...
Hi, my elder? Oh, are we losing you there? Hi, my elder. All right, I'm not quite sure what's happening to the line there. It is 19 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, and we are conversating with Elder Lota Siatimbula, who's talking to us about finding God's purpose in your career. It's a segment called Scripture in Motion, and of course, we are discussing all things aligned with God. And so he is going to be joining us. I do think that we lost him there, so we're going to try and see if we can get a hold of him once again. And while we're trying to get a hold of him, is the career that you are in the one that God chose for you? Do you feel that that is your career? Okay, I think we have him back on the line. Elder Siatimbula?
Thank you so much. I'd lost you due to network.
Yeah, you were saying that the first part of the question, and then we lost you.
Yes. So your question was whether, if indeed it is clear that God gave you the job, does it bring satisfaction? The answer is yes. Where God has placed you, you will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of the question is, does it mean that there are no challenges or problems?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no, for two reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
Number one, anything that is godly, the devil fights it.
Okay.
Remember, this is a calling where God wants you to serve him. And the devil, knowing that people are going to be saved by having this person in this position, the devil will fight you, because doesn't want you to achieve the spiritual end of it. And secondly, remember, God leading does not mean in life less problems. Remember, problems also is God's appointed way to purify us from grossnesses of this world and make us fitted for the kingdom of God. So, but the difference is this, even if there are challenges for a Christian, you still have that inner peace. You have that faith. You have that comfort that he will lead me to this point. He will still lead me through these challenges. So that faith now is what keeps you happy and satisfied. And those challenges, they actually help you to become a better person, career-wise, better person as an individual, and a better person, even spiritually as well.
Well, effectively, what you are saying is that he cannot bring you this far to leave you. I think there's a song sung by one of the artists. He can't bring you that far to just dump you, eh?
Indeed.
You,
I can't put it better than you.
Now, as we are going towards, you know, the close of this discussion, you know, at the back of the mind, now you land into this career and you start the career and you develop in the career. At the back of your mind, you do know that God has given me, you know, guided me and directed me to this particular career. How does that help us? You know, we're talking about challenging times and problems. How does that knowledge at the back of your mind help you, you know, to navigate the challenging times? Because I suppose one would say, well, I would tell them where I'm practicing a career, that guys, don't start with me. This is God who put me here, so please stop with that nonsense, because I'm not here on account. Do we say those? I mean, how do we navigate challenging times? Do we when we know at the back of our minds that, well, we got a backing of God here? I know we could.
When you know that you have the backing of God, first and foremost, your faith is awakened.
Right.
Your belief in God will take you through those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you know, with God, you fear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things that are coming, they are just temporary, just sinking sand. Ultimately, you are going to succeed. And thirdly, knowing that God is in control, then you know you have a determined end by God. Therefore, it is only him who has put you there that can remove you, and that is God. That means that whatever you are facing, the challenges are just a distraction. And it being a calling, then you need to go and report back to the person that gave you that job, who is God. Say, God, did you put me here to perish? Remember all the Israelites prayed along the way to say, God, did you take us out of Egypt to perish here on the road because there are no graves? And God had to come and prove that he is a better destination for them. So that knowledge in God keeps you going. It gives you resilience. It keeps you being hopeful that you'll achieve your set goals by yourself and God.
Well,
so it's like fuel.
Yeah.
That keeps the engine going.
Yeah, and of course this doesn't give anyone a bragging rights or a right to be rude and uncouth with other people, eh?
If you try to be like Nebuchadnezzar, that was the fall of you. Nebuchadnezzar stood and said, look, I built all this, and that was his end.
Yeah.
Christians, you need to remain humble.
True.
Whatever God has given you the job is a blessing. The salary that you are receiving is a blessing. Remember, there are people who are working even without the salary. There are people who are applying with a better qualification than yourselves, and they are not getting the job. There are people who can do that job better than yourself. So number one, it is a privilege, and it is by God's grace. You therefore need to remain humble and spiritual and be thankful to God and be courteous to people around yourself.
Yeah.
Not to say because they don't have what we have, you are spiritual, you are in a better spiritual standing. The answer is definitely no.
Yeah.
Because that will signal the demise or the fall of yourself. So remain in God's wings and continue to pray for God's leadership throughout.
Very, very wise words. And of course, a beautiful place to end it at. My elder, I must thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Truly a blessing to have had this conversation. And I think that all of us who are in careers need to think on these things. And of course, ask God, you may be landing in your career. You don't even know if it was God or not. You just landed yourself there. Time to reflect and think about it and see how God and why God would have placed you where you are. My elder, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Good night. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.